Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, Jonathan and Rachel. It's Hesty here, and thank you so much for checking in on me today. And hello to our CCFM listeners. Wow, we are celebrating Women's Day today, and it's such a glorious day, if you think about it, of how far women have come in their communities, in business, in their churches. It's absolutely wonderful to see how the talent has just grown and to see how wonderfully, beautifully and proud these women are standing in leadership roles. And yes, we're not only mothers and wives and sisters and daughters, but yes, we are leaders. And that is what makes the world such an exciting place. Now, today, I just want to share a few of my thoughts on women in leadership positions. You know, it wasn't the case so long ago, but things have changed. And it's thanks to like-minded women and gentlemen of the time that actually identified and were bold enough to put women forward in these roles. And now I'm talking about commerce and industry because, you know, it's very much a male-dominated environment, but hey, about 47% of women are in leadership roles in commerce and industry, which I think is absolutely wonderful. And I am very humbly happy to say that even I am, at the age of 48, a woman in a leadership position. I'm a managing director of a health and beauty company called Watkins. And what makes this so exciting is that over 40 years ago, Watkins was the pioneering company that actually established at that stage already that women have to become business leaders. And women were given the tools and the education to become entrepreneurs in health and beauty products. And this is the ethos of our business. We are not only a wonderful, affordable and quality brand of health and beauty products, but our ethos is so ingrained with the emancipation of women in business. And no, you do not have to have a highfalutin education, but if you've got the spirit and if you've got the motivation and the hunger to be a leader, to be successful in your job, then you are the one for the job. It's very important to be an assertive leader, to be a kind leader, but most of all, in my opinion, a wise leader. You must be respectful of each member of your team and know that you will always put the team first and you will work hard to have that team succeed because there is a common goal. There is success on the cards. I am a firm believer that God has made us all in His image, and God wants us all to be absolutely and beautifully successful in what we do. So we have to use our talents. And as a woman, your talents as a leader cannot be overseen. It's very important to have confidence in that. And also to educate yourself and educate the people around you, especially the young ones, to know that you can have the confidence of being a successful woman in business. I've got so much more to share with you on this because my cup absolutely runneth over. But ladies out there, have the confidence, have the chutzpah, and be a lady, but also be a leader. And business is calling out for you because things have changed and everybody needs to do their part in creating a better future, not only for themselves, but also for their children. Your heritage is very important. Thank you so much for giving me this short time to have a chat with you. And I'm wishing you a wonderful Women's Day. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.